fun and info. Finfo. Or would that be funfo? Either way, it's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science. Here are Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille.
What's really in your juice? You might need to know what's actually in there. Is it 100% juice, or is it sort of a good idea with chemicals enhanced around it? Knowing your labels, knowing how to read your labels, I believe this falls under the demystify category for Dr. Holly Lucille. In case you haven't been paying attention, wonderful television program on Varia Living TV. Debunk, de-whatever, but definitely demystify juices. And Holly, what I don't like is when people are trying to do something good. I'm going to drink orange juice today.
Yeah.
And that's a good thing for me. And they're deceived, and it's something that is bad for them. That is always a pet peeve. Look, if somebody drinks a soda, you're going to know that it's probably going to be not that good for you, especially a diet soda or something like that. But you're making that choice. When you're trying to do a juice, you are attempting to do something healthy, but you might be being deceived. And that's really a pet peeve of mine.
Yeah, I think that makes me, it just, drinkers beware, people beware. It's time to, we got to wake up. It is not rocket science, but we just got to wake up and use our mind. And that's what we're trying to help you do. A couple things we're going to talk about that shouldn't be in your juices, okay? Because you're right. I think that we do have compromised choices sometimes, and they are conscious choices. They're calculated risks as far as things that we know. Too much alcohol, soda pops, etc. But you're right. When we go to think, I'll do this instead. Well, we got to think again, especially when it comes to juices. It's really, really important. Now, a lot of those, once again, if you've got your own juicer and you've got the organic vegetable or fruit right in front of you and it goes in the juicer and the juice comes out, guess what's in there? It's just juice. But the manufacturing process when we're making juices into juice boxes, etc., according to researchers at Indiana State University, there's a very popular juice, Capri Sun, was laced with 5 species of fungus. Now, that worries me right there because, you know, there are fungus among uses. It is. There's fungus among us all the time. But that is a potential to disrupt our body's normal flora. And our normal flora is so important because that's what helps us stay well. Our heal the whole, the gut, normal flora. And if you start getting too much of additional flora at higher amounts, that's very, very delicate, and we're going to start having all sorts of health problems. But also, a lot of the juice products, they're made from what's the big thing that I hate to see? Made from concentrate. Mm-hmm. This means that the juice went through a crazy process. It removed the water, left behind the very sugary juice. Then the company will add back water, you know, in to make the juice. And we want to be able to look for 100% juice with no added sugar, okay? That's really, really important.
When I do need to make a correction, when I'm talking about demystifying things, I forgot to say the actual name of your show, Holly.
Oh, that's fine.
Mystifying on Maria Living TV. I always say demystify because that's the way I think of it, but I always need to remind the listeners to, if you're looking it up or you want to try and catch the television show, it's called Myth Defying with Dr. Holly Lucille on Varia Living TV. I wanted to correct that. Teas can do a lot of the same stuff, right? I mean, you're seeing some deceptive things. One of the things that really drives me crazy is there's this tea with a beautiful green label and this oriental stuff
on it. Oh, the bottled teas.
And then it says Arizona iced tea. And I live in Arizona, so I'm like, okay, Arizona iced tea. And then I see those words that I hate to see on any food, high fructose corn syrup. And I see that in added to juices. I see that added to all sorts of things. And listeners, there is, in my opinion, no acceptable level of this sweetener. Zero. And as a matter of fact, with teas and things, I don't think there should be anything added. Maybe a little honey. That's it. I don't even like it when they add that cane sugar and things. Teas, to me, should be okay by themselves, unsweetened.
You know who does a really good job about that is the company Honest Tea. And it's called Honest
Great
Tea.
Great name. I never heard of it.
Oh, it's a great company. And they do a really good job of keeping the medicinal benefits of tea. Now, you'd have to drink a lot of it to get some of the medicinal benefits that we read in the research. But absolutely. Mm-hmm. A couple other things that we want to sort of stay away from when we're looking at juices is natural flavors. Okay. It's kind of a murky term. Yeah, and it's really used to describe anything that used to flavor food that has been approved by the FDA. And that's not really saying a whole heck of a lot. It's really important that we look out for natural flavors and also with added vitamins and minerals and colors and dyes. Blue number one, Red Lake number six, yellow number seven. I know.
Yeah. No, listeners, whenever I see a number, it's out. Okay. Especially in my kids' stuff. Because you see the kids, because they want to give these bright, bold, beautiful colors, you know, that attracts them to it. You'll see these, whenever I see the numbers, it's out. I want to see pomegranate used for coloring or something like that. That drives me crazy. You know, listeners, it's not just Holly and I that are banging on this idea here. The FDA has sent warning letters to a lot of these companies about misleading advertisement, about what they're putting out there. One of them is Juicy Juice, which I believe is a Nestle brand. Yes, it is. And they received warning letters on what their labels are meant to, what they're saying versus what they're implying. And the FDA doesn't move fast at all. We are very critical of them, but it is so bad that the FDA is actually getting involved with some of these. The only way to protect yourself is to really read labels and learn the names of these companies that you can trust. An honest tea boy with a name like that, they better show up well.
It's a great name, but we want them to show up as well. But I think, you know, you say we want to watch for labels. And once again, I always think about it this way. Real food doesn't have a label. I want to go as far as saying that. And I would say then real beverages, they don't have a label either. Maybe it's the little organic sticker label that we want to have to peel off. Boy, there's so many times where I've just taken a big hunk of a organic apple and I'm like, wow, I hope that glue that was used for that sticker was organic too.
I hate the stickers. I know. In the local Safeway by me, they have a decent, they're growing. It's a little bit farther to the Whole Foods in place where I normally get it. Some will have three stickers on them. I'm like, this is organic glue on the sticker, right?
Right,
and
I know.
That frustrates me. It is. And of course, it comes off perfect. So what chemical makes it peel off perfect?
Right? So what we've talked about this before. So juice is okay. There are things we want to have no sugar added. We don't want added vitamins or minerals. There's some things to look out for. We don't want natural flavors or colorings. What we want is just the beverage itself. And the best way that you know how to do that is you make it yourself, or you eat your fruit juices and you drink your water.
Or you blend them.
Or you blend them, exactly.
Yeah, you throw it in the Vitamix or the blender, a strong blender. I use a Cuisinart soup maker. I love that. You throw it in there with some water and you blend it up, and then you're getting the fiber with the juice. When I am juicing juice fasts with my patients, which I do use as a tool, that's what I do. I want to make sure they're getting the fiber with it.
Yep, because, I mean, that's very, very important. I think that there's a lot of those. There's the Nutribullet that's out there. There's also Vitamix, where you can actually throw in things and it will provide in a juice form, but you do have the fiber in there. But also there's ideas that you can do with the pulp. If you just have a juicer, you can make soups out of it. You can save the pulp. I used to do that when I had the Jack LaLanne juicer, where I'd make my own juice. And that pulp, I'm like, what can I do with it? And I would make these great vegetable soups out of them. It was amazing. Because you don't want to miss that. You know, and you're right. Juice in and of itself is high in sugar. And it doesn't have anything else to sort of buffer that. And so it raises blood pressure real quickly. So, really important.
So we're talking about what's really in your juice. Quick 10-second story. The last time I got to see Jack LaLanne, I used to see him at every fair. They said to this very elderly man who looked absolutely healthy, they said, Jack, do you have sex anymore? And he goes, I have sex almost every day. I almost had it on Monday. I almost had it on Tuesday. I almost had it on Wednesday.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Yeah. Is that the greatest? He still had his little jumpsuit on. And what we were talking about, what's really in your juice. And when you talk about that, I'm telling that story because the power of positive juice, when you blend the fiber and everything with a Vitamix, a soup maker, a Jack LaLanne juice, the power of really good healthy juicing is so good for you that we don't want to ruin that by talking about these imitations and fakes that are labeling themselves as good. Remember, the best food doesn't need a label. It doesn't come with a label because it's itself its own whole healthy food. And that's how we're going to have you stay well on those whole foods at Radio MD, RadioMD.com.